This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host Meghna Chakrabarty is out today. Within the next week or so, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether the Affordable Care Act, the health care reform bill passed by Congress and signed into law by President Obama in 2010, will stand or not. As we await that decision, the state's three largest insurers, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, Tufts Health Plan, and Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, say they will keep some of the law's provisions in place even if the high court strikes down the law. WBUR's Martha Biebinger covers healthcare for us, and she joins us now. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Very well. So tell us, what parts of the healthcare reform law are these insurance companies pledging to keep?
Well, if the law overturns, what they're saying is they will keep the provision that lets parents keep their children up to age 26 on their health insurance plans. There is a state provision that says children can stay up, or young people can stay up to the age 26, but that's only 2 years after they go off their parents' tax rule, so it's a little more generous. The federal law is more generous. And then they're also pledging to keep the piece that says we can go in for our annual checkups or cancer screenings, anything that's called preventive care, without a copay.
All right.
Now, the insurers do, though, Anthony, pass those costs along to us. It's not like we're going to get those things for free, but they will stay in place, and they've been very popular.
Interesting. Yeah, it sounds like they're keeping in place two of the more consumer-friendly provisions
That's
of the
right.
law. So why are the insurance companies making this move?
Well, it's a smart PR move. It's doing something that they know has been popular, has become popular, that's really the pieces of the law that are best liked at this point. It's also smart because if you encourage young people to be on health insurance in their 20s, when many young people don't buy health insurance, don't take it up, then you get them in the habit of being on health insurance. And of course, getting people in for preventive tests and screenings can save money in the long term. So it's both wise and a good PR move.
So, Martha, let's suppose that the Supreme Court does end up overturning the federal health care law, the Affordable Care Act. What happens to the individual mandate in Massachusetts?
Essentially nothing. The individual mandate is part of state law. The issue at the federal level is, can the federal government impose the mandate on states? Since we already have it, the chances are legally nothing would happen. And the chances are that since the law has been reasonably popular here, it would not be changed. Now, the federal law also includes setting up exchanges. We already have the connector, as you know. We already have subsidized health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Our subsidized health insurance under the federal law would start to include more people, maybe someplace in the range of 23,000 to 50,000, according to a UMass report. So fewer people in Massachusetts would be eligible for subsidized insurance if the federal law is overturned. We'd stay with what we have right now.
And if the court throws out the entire law, what happens to Massachusetts programs that have received or expect to receive millions of dollars in grants?
Oh, my gosh, Anthony, there are so many people with heartburn over that.
Yeah.
Over that question right
this
now.
This is a big question,
It's
right?
a big question. I mean, the federal court decision is essentially a money question for Massachusetts. Legally, really nothing changes here. But all of the additional funding that Massachusetts hoped to get through the federal law does become in question. So you've seen the community health centers expanding with big, glitzy new wings. That's federal money through the Affordable Care Act they've already spent. They're assuming nobody's going to ask them for it back. There are hospitals with new contracts to care for Medicare patients, older patients, in a smarter, essentially more cost-efficient way. What's going to happen to those contracts? They don't really know. There are additional grants for teen pregnancy and anti-smoking, all kinds of things that people have in some ways banked on, in some ways started to make hires or change their workforce around. They're sitting on pins and needles.
Pins and needles for a big decision that we expect, what, within a week, maybe?
My understanding is it could be this Thursday, next Monday, or next Tuesday.
Well, I'm sure you'll be there when it comes down, and we'll look forward to talking to you then. Martha Biebinger covers healthcare for WBUR. She also contributes to Healthcare Savvy at WBUR.org. Thanks, Martha.
Thank you, Anthony.